I don't think there's anything worse than leaders who have all the answers figured out. Closed-minded, stubborn, don't listen. When you happen to talk to them, you could tell they're thinking about something else. I want you to take a moment and think about coaches, leaders, and teachers throughout your life who've inspired you, who've made you feel like you belong, who've helped motivate you and given you self-confidence. I would bet that there are individuals who are humble, who had your best interests at mind, and have always been open to hearing you out, listening to you, and they've given you the confidence to go out and try and do your best, regardless if you succeed or fail. Welcome to another edition of the Learn It All podcast, where great leaders aren't born or made, they're constantly in the making. I'm Damon Lemby, the CEO of Learn It, a live learning platform that has upskilled over 2 million individuals over the past 29 years. Over these past 29 years, I've worked with hundreds of leaders, great leaders, poor leaders. I've got all kinds of great stories. And I've come to believe there are 5 key traits that all leaders possess. And I'm here to share with you today what they are and why they're important. All right, let's get started. Number one, humility. Great leaders are humble. They're not afraid that they don't have all the answers. They're not afraid to admit when they make mistakes. And they're just open to hearing other ideas. I think that that's so important. I've been around some of the most successful individuals in the world. And it's incredible to me that unless you knew the success they've had, you would never know. Because they don't talk about themselves. They're open. And that when they talk to you, they're just a normal, everyday person. And they just exude humility. I think humility is so important and crucial, especially as a leader. Number two, curiosity. To me, curiosity is kind of like the thread that goes through everything. Great leaders are curious. They're always interested in other ideas, different ways to do things, looking at problems, especially ones that are critical for them to solve, and thinking about, hey, there's gotta be a better way to do this. On the flip side of being curious, if you're somebody who is a know-it-all, like in my book, The Learn-It-All Leader, I talk about the difference between being a learn-it-all and a know-it-all. Know-it-alls have all the answers. They have it all figured out. They're not curious. And in my opinion, if you're somebody who's a know-it-all and you're not curious, you're gonna get left behind because great leaders realize that there's always more to learn. Number three is integrity. Now you may say to yourself, well, I mean, shouldn't that just be a given? Well, you'd be surprised. Not all leaders and individuals have high integrity. Integrity to me means, you know, if you're a leader and you say something, live up to your actions. When I played at Pepperdine, Coach Andy Lopez, Hall of Fame Coach Andy Lopez, he had 2 rules. Number one, show up on time. Number two, always do the right thing. And people might say, well, what do you mean, Coach Lopez, do the right thing? And you know what he said? You know what it means to do the right thing. Do the right thing and do it all the time. To me, that's integrity. And one of the reasons why integrity is so important, if you want to be a great leader, you got to have trust. And trust starts with you earning the trust of your team. Once your team members earn your trust, you're going to be able to trust them in return. So integrity is super key. Moving on to number 4 is accountability. Great leaders are accountable. I look at it this way. If something goes well at Learn It, I want to give the credit to my team. All right, I want to give it to my team members. Celebrate them, appreciate them. And if something goes wrong, if we have a major failure or even a minor failure, I think it's the responsibility of the leaders to step up to the plate and say, hey, that's on me. One thing I remember from this particular coach was when things went well, it was always because of him. For example, if we won a game, he's out there being interviewed, talking about the great pitching decisions he made, you know, the lineup changes, stuff like that. But the moment something went wrong, if we went into a losing streak, he would say things like, hey, you know why we lost? Because our fourth up hitter struck out with 2 guys on second and third. And I remember that because I was the fourth up hitter who struck out with guys on second and third. But you know what happens when leaders and coaches pass the buck? The team members don't feel like you have their back. And if people don't feel like you have your back, then they don't trust you, right? And they don't want to work for somebody like that. As a leader, it's your responsibility, especially as a small business owner, like with me at Learn It. If something goes poorly at Learn It, it's on me. It's not my team's fault, okay? So I think it's important to be self-aware, and your team's looking for you to be accountable and to be a leader. Number 5 is courage. And what I'm referring to here is that great leaders aren't afraid to make bold decisions. Great leaders are decisive. Team members want to follow somebody who has the courage to make tough decisions, whether it's letting somebody go, whether it's not falling for the sunken cost fallacy. Great leaders have courage. When it comes to courage, I also think it's important for you to get comfortable with failure, okay? Have the courage to fail and use those failures as learning opportunities. A lot of times you'll see people who won't try something because they don't have the courage, because they don't want to embarrass themselves. I think a lot of great leaders come to a crossroads at some point in their career and they say, you know, I just have to try things. I just have to do it. I have to stop worrying about what other people think. And sometimes that takes courage, because there's a lot of times where maybe you make a presentation and you fall on your face and you get laughed at. Great leaders realize that that kind of stuff's gonna happen, and you just gotta use it as a learning opportunity to grow and get better. So those are my five key traits that I really believe that great leaders have. So number one is humility. You don't always have to be the smartest person in the room. I think the flip side of that is people who are know-it-alls, who figure they have all the answers. And a lot of times they have the least amount of answers. Number two is curiosity. You gotta be curious. You gotta be open, and you gotta be interested. I think it goes such a long way too with your employees. If you're talking to your employees or you're speaking with your customers, be present in those conversations. Ask questions. Great leaders ask great questions, okay? So curiosity is critical. Number three is integrity. This should be a no-brainer, but do what you say you're gonna do. Live by the values that you want your company and your organization to live by, and lead by example. Number four is accountability. Be accountable as a leader. No one wants to follow a victim. If something goes wrong, own it, right? As I mentioned earlier, if you have wins, give those wins to your team. What does it really matter, right? Don't make yourself what the story is about. Make the story about your team. Lead from behind. Give them the credit. Reward them. Trust me, it'll go a long way. And number five, have courage. Great leaders don't get stuck in decision paralysis, and they're not afraid to fail. I think it's critical that you get comfortable with failure and that you have the courage to try things and learn from them. I hope you got value out of today's episode. You should check out my book, The Learn It All Leader, Mindset, Tools, and Traits. It's on Amazon or anywhere you buy books. Until next time, I want you to stay curious and keep growing. Have a great day.